mama eh, mama eh, oh yeah.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your door, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on Days. But later on the show, we'll be talking about movies, African movies, this time from Senegal. And I have with me three of the stars on the movie, and they are going to be talking about the brand new movie that will be coming out of Senegal, Nima. And that is just a name, but there is a story to that name, Nima. And one of the stars, Brian Conte, is from Sierra Leone. Fanta Fofana is from Cote d'Ivoire. And Ben Jeju, he's the production manager of the movie. Well, I'll be talking to all of them later on the show, and they'll be telling us what is the story behind the name Nima, straight from Senegal. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling today with music from Sierra Leone. This is a hot new cut on the beat, and it's called God Not a Bang Phone. God Does Not Hang Up His Phone, done by one of Sierra Leone's favorite sons, Succulent. And right after that, Marry Me by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Neo, and Chuku Chuku by Wakanzi of Nigeria. But God Does Not Hang Up His Phone, God Not a Bang Phone, the sound of Sierra Leonean-born Succulent, coming up right now.
Succulent, Sugar Martin. Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying. Stop it, da 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 da. Stop it, da 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 da. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bank full. Ah, tell my legal of Sulas. God know the bank full. Tell him not to get to. Say, God know the bank full.
Put your trust in Moses, man, a failure. Put your trust in Judge and the Savior. So if you fall 7 times, you go rise 7 times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be let you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you see your fall and fall fruit in this mess? Can we not get to lack of the 20 days? Watch the rich life. There is no poor, my brother. God know the bank full. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bank full. Ah, tell my legal of Sulas. God know the bank full. Tell them that they get to watch. Say God know the bank full. Do you tell your neighbor? God know the bank full.
Show the count, show the go.
Bam, bam.
Never look up to God, oh. He no go ever let you so.
Bam, bam.
He what na he what, oh. God know the good to God, so no fail for call up. Any problem where you get ready for solve up. But talk to God, not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent.
Why you see your full and full food and this? Can we not get to the God of 20 days? Watch the respect.
the bang phone. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bang phone.
I say no cry no more. With a slip and a stretch, no getting for it. I say no cry no more. You face them for secure, people disappoint you. I say no cry no more. Stand up and tell them, say you're not the best. Start to pick up your chest. You're too blessed to be stressed. And a papa go get the key to your success. If the one medicine car and a life don't show for the damn car. Who God bless, no man so best for that. You won't prosper. God know the bang phone.
Alan Bob Records.
Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bang phone.
Young me up in this. So talent. Come on, show.
Come on, my papa.
Of Nigeria, and right before that, Marry You by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Neil, and God Not a Bank Phone by Succulent of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington. Remember, my guests today are from different parts of Africa, but they are all coming together in a movie called Nima, shot in Senegal, and we'll be talking about that later. So, stay tuned for that. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. David Van Dee is my name and I'm yours truly. Remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat. And now, music from Liberia, Kobasi. This young man is booming. And this one is called Mr. DJ. And right after that, Good Life by Naomi Achu, the Queen of Bamenda from Cameroon. And Samanene by Vivian Enduro of Senegal. But Mr. DJ is the track right now, and it is coming from this young, bustling superstar from Liberia, Kobasi. And this is great, Mr. DJ.
Lucky boy.
Mr. DJ, keep making noise.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Chongolongo, moy libogonal. Ayo, nene tuti, ayo, ay.
Samanene by Vivian Ndu of Senegal, and before that, Good Life by Naomi Achu of Cameroon, and Mr. DJ by Kubazi of Liberia. You are listening to The African Beat, your favorite music show on The Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington. When I come back, my guest, Brian Conte from Sierra Leone, Fanta Fofana from Cote d'Ivoire, and Ben Jeju, who is the production manager of the movie Nema, shot in Senegal, will be my guest in the studio. So don't go away, because this is going to be interesting.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
All right, welcome back. It's good to be back. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Earlier on the show today, I told you that I'll be having some very, very special guests, and they are production team and cast members of the brand new movie from Senegal, West Africa, and that is Nema. Yes, Nema. Well, that is just a name, but there is a story behind that name, and that is what we're going to find out today. And so, let me just start off by welcoming my guest to the studio. I will start first of all with the production manager of this great movie, and that is Ben Jeju. Welcome to the African Beat, Ben Jeju.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me here today.
And Ben is originally from Senegal.
Absolutely.
Yes, and then we have the most beautiful lady in the studio who is also a cast member of this great movie, Nema, and that is Fanta Fofana from Cote d'Ivoire. Welcome to the African Beat, Fanta.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
And the rising movie star from Sierra Leone that is taking Nollywood by storm, and that is Brian Conte. Welcome to the African Beat, Brian.
Thank you, Mr. David. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you've heard from these great guys, and we'll be talking to them very, very shortly. But let's step up with some music right now. And I want to bring to you Stylo Kadondo, the sound of Eddie Kenzo from Uganda. Let's mash this one up.
Kadondo, kadondo, kadondo. Sijana mzuri kadondo. Kadondo, kadondo, kadondo. Kurochi mukamwe. Ona nipendeza. When I say you want in a million, yeah. Uchuma mzuri kari, yeah. Talimu vyachi ayo. When I say Banange chenda bie, sichira banga, songa singi tambude, jitu senewe ya, omwana kwenda bie, simula banga, mwana yompangu deze, hayoyoyo mula bomwana, hayoyoyo mula mamasu, hayoyoyo mula befezi, hanankuye biku, and what I can say, you're the most beautiful.
Indeed, Stylo Kadondo, Eddie Kenzo from Uganda, live on the African Beat from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And now let's start talking about this movie. Let me start off with you, the production manager, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was shot in Senegal.
Absolutely.
And it is titled Nema.
Uh-huh.
And Nema is just a name.
Yeah.
But I told the people that behind the name, there is a story.
Absolutely.
So can you just paraphrase a little bit or just give us a little synopsis of what the story is about. Don't get the cat out of the bag.
Absolutely, absolutely. thank you, Mr. David. And once again, thank you for having us here and to talk about the movie. The movie is about Nima. Nima is the main character, and she is to be a maid back in the 60s. So what's happened back then is just women from Casamance in the south of Senegal. After the school, they go in Dakar to just look for job and make some money. So when they get there, they got job and they work as a maid. But
even with their educational background,
absolutely, it's just a way to make money to pay this
the school fees.
Yeah. So sometimes it's not easy. When they got there, it wasn't easy. So there's a lot of
stuff behind that. All right. Okay.
I don't want to give everything yet, right? You know. So.
Okay, Ben. Yeah. Okay, I can understand. You don't want to give out the story. You don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we understand that, you know, people coming from the provinces and going
right.
to a big city to
right.
look for jobs. Sometimes
Absolutely.
It can be difficult.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes advantages can be taken. Sometimes
right.
they can be bullied.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me come to the beauty of the day, and that is Fanta Fofana. Fanta, what was your role in this movie?
Oh, my role was... the wife of the Ministry of Agriculture.
The wife of the Minister of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Then it means you were this top lady in the movie.
Of course.
And how do you like your role?
I don't like it, but I love it.
Was it a good character to portray?
Yes, it was a good character, and it was nice to have him down there and to perform as a ministry wife. So. I was proud.
You're proud to do that?
Yes.
But as a person, as you, Fanta,
mm-hmm.
do you like the character that you played?
I do.
You do?
I love it.
Ah, that means you enjoyed it.
I did.
Okay, well, let me come over to Brian Conte. Brian, you know, this place is no stranger to you. You've been here before, and we've been talking about your rise to stardom. And you were flown straight from the United States into Senegal to be part of this movie. Tell me about your trip, first of all, how you got this contract to get into Senegal.
Well, I should say it's based on my improvement in the industry and your character and your personality. And being humble is the first thing I'll have to, you know, lament on. You know, I know Binta, the producer of this movie, and she was very interested in me, and she called and she spoke to me about it, and I said, yes, I will take it. And she sent the script to me. The script was sent through the production manager, and I read it. I love the character that I'm playing.
And so what was the role that you played?
I played as the Minister of Agriculture.
As the Minister of Agriculture? So, was it a good Minister of Agriculture or one of those ministers that...
Well, I should say, I was a good Minister of Agriculture until something went wrong. You know?
And then you became a bad Minister of Agriculture. Okay. All right. You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I am David Van here in Washington. You've just had my guest there just making that fresh introduction about this movie. And we're coming back to that. But let's take a musical break right now. And we will bring you the sound of Bisa Kete of Ghana. And this one is Mansa. Mansa is a beautiful tune. And so I'm going to dedicate it to all the cast members of Nima. If you're listening out there, this one is going out to you. Let's get this one rolling.
Yeah, 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 y
Indeed, welcome back. Mansa by Bisa Kede of Ghana, the African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And, you know, Mr. Production Manager, let's come. I know we don't want to get the whole story out.
Yeah.
But I see that in this movie, mm-hmm. you guys actually got actors from different parts of Africa.
Absolutely.
Why did you decide to do that instead of getting actors just from Senegal?
The main reason is just we think like this is a time where the young African, like whether you are a leader, where you are actress, or where you are a singer, or whatever you do, it's time to take part on the development of Africa. So instead of just focusing in Senegalese actress, we want to be like, we think like it would be better to involve all the Africans.
So let it look like an African project.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So bringing together people from different countries will add more flesh to the production.
Absolutely. And also we've been talking about the African Unite.
Okay.
So imagine having Brian from Sierra Leone, having Fanta from Ivory Coast, Binta from Senegal, myself from Senegal. It just can extend the relationship of those countries. And tomorrow we can end up in Ivory Coast or Sierra Leone. It's going to be facilitating the relationship and all the things that we're going to need to play, to just like have a movie there or whatever project is going to be.
Yeah, because you already have a representative.
Absolutely.
And Binta, what was it like representing your country in that movie? In as much as the storyline is from Senegal, but to have you from Cote d'Ivoire, you know, coming in and playing your own role and being a proud ambassador of your country, Ivory Coast. How did you feel about that?
I felt proud and just happy to be part of this movie because I guess I wanted to be one of the best actresses for my country because I know that there's actresses there. They have real best actress in my country though, mm-hmm. you know, don't get me wrong, but I guess as for me I just wanted to do something different that we're doing down there. Okay. And trying to be learn more in this industry so I can just help them develop, you know, whatever they're doing down there.
Mm-hmm. And so Brian, you know, you have been in movies here in the United States, in Nollywood movies, and you've been in a movie in Nigeria, and you know, you are climbing up the ladder really, really fast. And what was your experience like from here, you know, to see how the building of a movie like that in Senegal was? What was the experience, or what should I say, the difference was like?
Well, it was amazing because based on the amount of time I've spent in the United States, going back to Africa to see the setting, and you know, working with people from different cultural background setting, it's kind of amazing to me. I was like, wow, you know, because I can't even imagine how people are, you know, striving to make it in the movie industry, especially in Africa. Here we kind of relax because we know this place is so advanced. But Africa, I was really amazed by what I saw there with the people, even with certain people for their very first time of being in a movie. It was, you know, amazing to me.
And how dedicated were these people? Because everybody now, when they talk about movie, you think it's a place where you can just go and make some big bucks, big money.
They were very, very dedicated. Some even, because when I saw them first, I thought they live in the Casamas, not knowing that they came from different parts of Senegal. Yeah, and they stayed there.
Let me come to you, Mr. Production Manager Ben, because when we're talking about bringing people together, you know, you were one person that actually worked on that, because you are the production manager of the movie, you know, and also the manager of the main character in the movie. How did you get all of these people involved from the different cultural backgrounds? And of course, even in Senegal, like Brian was saying, getting people from the different parts of Senegal to come to Casamas to do this movie.
So it was, first of all, it was kind of hard work. It was very hard. So, but what we did is just put in place the relationship that we got from different people from back home. Like, let's say the main character, Binta Gujabi, called her friends and people that she knows that used to play, like, to play theater or all this kind of movie in Senegal. I myself contacted some people and some of our friends too. We just call them and tell them about the movie and tell them if they know people, they just let them know that we are gonna to come in Senegal by January, and this is the project.
And when they came, what was their expectation? Were they expecting to come and become rich the next day, or was their focus on the movie?
I mean, you know Africa, right? Yeah. So, you know, once you tell people we're coming from United States, you know, for this project, you know, so they already seen themselves in Hollywood and, you know, Nollywood, you know. So, but, you know, from there, you have to be, like, very specific and very clear with people. Because, like you said, sometimes they misunderstood. You know, when you come and tell them this is a project, we're coming from zero and make a big project. Maybe at the end it's gonna be something big, but first of all we have to do sacrifice, everybody, you know. But if you don't put the clear message there, always the problem can start, because some of them came, of course, because saying, like, I used to have roles in some different project in Senegal, so I accept myself to get paid. You know, you have to give me, you know, food, you have to give me, you know, very nice hotel and all that. But thank God, we were very, very, very clear and fair and honest with us. They don't gonna let me lie, you know. So we told them this is what we want to do. We want to have a project with all the African people, all the new generation, because we want to change Africa. Changing the Africa doesn't mean that you gotta stay there and criticize the politician and say this doesn't work or this and this. You gotta see where you can improve and bring your participation in order to make things move or change things. So in ourselves, in our part, we said, look, we got some skills in movie, and we have some people, friends, brothers, sisters, that are very in the industry. So we're gonna use those people, work with them, make them shine, and just Africa gonna benefit from their skills and from all this future star. So all that, right, way we will be happy, they will be happy. From zero we will make stars.
You'll make stars. I love that. From zero we make stars. I love that. And when you build in your own, stars,
right,
that can take you a long way.
Absolutely.
All right. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Today we're talking about movies, African movies, and we're talking about a movie from Senegal, shot in Senegal. Yes, you're going to see that. And it brought together different actors and actresses from all across Africa. We have more of that coming for you, so I just want you to stay where you are and don't go away. But let's take a piece of music now from Sierra Leone, and this one is called Geledu by LXG, one of the biggest groups right now from that country. And I'll dedicate it to our Sierra Leonean actor that is in the movie, Nema, and all other actors that are there. And this is Geledu by LXG from Sierra Leone. Music. Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And now I come back to my guest. Let me come straight off to you, Fanta. Your people in Cote d'Ivoire, when this movie come out, I'm sure the production manager will possibly premiere it in Cote d'Ivoire. What would be your message to other actors or young people in your country when they will see somebody like you as a good example? What would be your message to them if they too want to get into acting or something like this? What would be your message to them?
My message to them would be just believe in yourself. There's nothing you cannot do in this world. Everything is based on what you wanted to do. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're coming from. So just have self-confidence. And I know, and with the prayers, God will let the doors open.
All right, that is it. Believe in yourself. One very, very important point. Believe in yourself. Okay, Brian, doing what you're doing, and these days, Brian Conte is on every lips and here in the United States, Nollywood USA, Nollywood Nigeria, even in Sierra Leone. You know, you've been playing roles, and now, you know, you have this opportunity of going to a different land. So now, I will also want to know what your message will be to those who have been watching you, people who have been following your progress so far. What will your message be to them?
Well, my message will be, you know, for them to believe in their dreams and never allow any negativity to break their dream. Because sometimes when you're trying, especially me, I'll take myself for an example. When I started, I was going through a whole lot of critique. But today, those people that were criticizing me, they are now the ones giving me compliments, congratulating me. You know, in life, just believe in whatever you know, this is what I want, and I know something better is going to come out of it. Just stick into it and look for the right people to move you up the ladder. But first, you have to put God first and allow God to transform your life and ask God, this is what I want to do. And believe in it. Trust me, it's going to work. I'm just going to empower them right now to, some of them are actors or they want to be in the movie industry, whatever they want to specialize on, they should just believe and focus on it.
Focus. That is the word, focus.
Yep.
And so, Mr. Production Manager, finally, you see, you have all the lots today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, when you're dealing with production managers,
absolutely,
you know, they are in charge of everything for the production to be what it is.
Absolutely.
The production manager plays a very, very important role. And so now, first of all, before I let you go, when are we expecting this movie to come out?
Normally by July, August.
By July, August, we're expecting it.
And
who are our target audience in this movie? Who are we targeting?
I mean, definitely the youth, and like, you know, as I told you at the beginning. So what we want to do is just have a role of telling people, hey, this is our time, especially young people. Don't make the mistake that our elders did, and try to use the past and improve the future. So in this movie, back in 60s, today we are in 2017. So we cannot allow to do the same mistakes by just portraying somebody based on his job or based on where he's coming from or what he is. So what we want to do is just have a fair treatment. You know, the way that we want people to treat you, no matter what.
That's what you should treat the next
somebody else. You know, you have your office. I have my office. He has his job. But matter of fact, when we leave this office, there's people that take care of this office, cleaning. So that way tomorrow when you come, you can smell, feel the smile, you know, and feel good to be in the office. So those people can't. They are people, they are human beings. We have to treat them right. We have to pay them. Not like trying to rape them.
Not take advantage.
Take advantage of them. This is what it's about. So we have the right and we have the duty to stand up. And if we cannot shout loud to just say this is not right, this is what we should do and how we should treat each other. So let's put it on the movie so people can see, hear it, and know what we are.
And they can learn from that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you so very much. And I want to wish you all good luck in this production. And I'm pretty sure that we here in the United States will be privileged also to watch this movie here, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right now, we are planning to go in Europe and for some premiere, going back in Senegal, because people are like, they kind of asking every day.
But we
want to take our time to do the good job
then
starting good.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to just talk about this movie loudly in Africa, and we just saying hi to everybody from Senegal, Ivory Coast, Cameroon, everywhere in the world, Sierra Leone, all our brothers and sisters. We say you hi and wait for the movie.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Production Manager Ben Jeju.
Thank you
from Senegal, and thank you Fanta Fofana from Cote d'Ivoire.
You're all very welcome.
All right, and she flew in all the way from Florida just to come down to Washington for this.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Conte from Sierra Leone, thank you so very much for being with me today.
You are welcome, Mr. Vandy. Thanks for having us today, giving us this opportunity to, you know, say some things about the movie.
All right. Well, with that, I just want to say thanks to all of you guys for listening out there. I want to thank you. And remember, the title of the movie is Nima, N-I-E-M-A. Remember, I said Nima is just a name, but there is a story behind that name. So watch out for it. Watch out for the posters and the promos in your cities, wherever you are, online. They're going to come to you. So you gotta be part of this. And so with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, and on behalf of all my guests, I say bye-bye, but I'm gonna leave you with this track, Alhamdulillah. This one is done for us by Wally Sek and Sidiki Jebate. And Wally Sek is from Senegal. So enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
What is it, the music? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Sidiki, yeah.
Yeah, what is it, yo?
Fankola.
I am one of the Roma. Kake kene ye. What is it, yo? Senegal baby,
so I get the big villa,
this
Kala jula sangoy tu bakam mami